This is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio. I have on the line with me, not in person today, but very personable, I have Michaela Rice, the naturalist from Gooseberry Falls State Park, checking in with me on the first Wandering Nature News of 2024. Happy New Year to you, Michaela, and I hope things are going as well as can be expected during this kind of cloudy and warmer than usual winter to date. How are you?
Do you have any sparklers for that introduction? No, I'm kidding.
Sparklers,
yes.
I'm not feeling fireworks.
Sparkly fireworks, yeah. Yeah, it's just a little gloomy, warmer. Let's dig into it. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah. You were featured in local media just a few days ago about adventures, some novel things that were being observed at Gooseberry Falls State Park. We had, a bust up of ice formation and lots of water coming over the big falls, the lower falls?
Yeah, there had just been a lot of precipitation and ice buildup, and it wasn't necessarily the most peak it's been. But it was very interesting to look at. And as me and the journalist were standing there, we were just talking about how much it looked like root beer, frothy carbonated root beer, flowing over with ice cream and whipped cream. And Willy Wonka just came out. I was a kid of the 90s and grew up with the old Willy Wonka. So I'm just like drooling. Like, what if this was actual root beer? It looked real.
Yeah, which sequel
but
is
anyway,
this?
Check it out.
The river of root beer float would be something else,
uh-huh.
Michaela.
It looked cold.
I take it might have had some similarity to what you see in the big spring breakup.
Yeah, it was kind of similar to even what we've just been seeing the last few months because we haven't had really full ice for very long. I presume things are iced over right now. I'm home.
Right. Week, I'd love to catch up with you after you return to work and see what's there now, because it hasn't exactly been ice station zebra. It hasn't been below zero by any means. So freezing has continued, and people are walking around on lakes. And as you probably noticed from following some news stories, there were a lot of people that were floating on ice floes where the lake ice was not perfect.
It's so dangerous, this season. So we'll get back to that maybe a little bit later,
okay.
What to expect in the future, right?
Yeah.
Safety wonky winter is going to be a new term. But one of the news stories that came out was about the snowshoe hare, which hopefully is feeling more comfortable with some blanketed snow. I don't know if they actually know that white makes them safer. I think it's more about locomotion to hares, or rather how they can run through their habitat. Snow actually works in their benefit for, but one of the stories was just about a hare that we saw and how stark it was compared to the brown hillside it was on.
Well, you're raising the prospect that it's possible. I mean, we all just make an assumption that it turns white as winter approaches, so it does not stand out to the predators. But is there also something about the hair structure of its hair as it changes seasonally that makes it better flotation or something in the snow?
That's a great question.
Or insulation as well.
Yeah, well, I definitely know there is some what we call thermoregulation properties. So it's going to grow in thicker, denser, those guard hairs I was describing. I don't know if it made it into the letter, into the article, but we could see the guard hairs from far away. It looked like she had whiskers all over their body to keep the snow off so they can build up a layer of fluff and air like a down jacket underneath. Some hair is actually hollow when it's white, like a polar bear or moose hair. I'm not sure if snowshoe hair, the white is hollow, but I bet you there are different properties structurally when the color changes, in addition to just the color being beneficial.
Right.
And so they do shed like the same time every year because that's a trait that's inherited by that community.
Right. We're not off track by saying that a brown hare sitting in the snow is a lot more obvious than a white one, though. I mean, that's a unanimous opinion.
Yeah, so right now that's not working in their favor. So they kind of have to change their behavior a little bit.
Yeah.
They do respond to that. But how flexible are they? We don't know.
And in fact, when I think about it, probably hunkering down where they think that they're hard to see and staying there for a while.
Exactly.
In other words, that is a problematic thing because it makes it harder, fewer hours that they're at it trying to find food if they're trying to hide.
Yeah, it's a trade-off. Although hopefully that hare's metabolism was kind of going down.
Oh.
and yeah. as it could just sit there. But we were having a stare off, and it really did not want to get up. You know, it was going to sit there for as long as it could. We totally moved on, and that hare was going to sit there for as long as it could.
The hare was very disciplined at not losing the staring contest.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we've had a fresh blanket of new snow, not very deep in most places. I don't even know along the shore if it was even thinner than it is in Two Harbors surroundings. And I don't know if over the hill there's a significant amount more, but mm-hmm. we saw that the Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon was canceled. And obviously that's reflecting the fact that this is nowhere near the amount of snow mm-hmm. that we would expect to be on the ground right now. And we had...
Has it been canceled before?
It has. I believe there's okay. been at least one time in the past that it has as well, but it's a rare event. No one's very happy about it, but I think there were a lot of logistics that made it necessary to make a firm and final decision. So we're all going to miss that this year. You know, another casualty of that December that was just remarkable, broke the record as the warmest December ever by a country mile, I think.
Recorded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I'm not vouching for pre-recorded history, but boy, mm-hmm. we've not seen the likes of it. 2 inches of rain.
Just reminding folks.
yeah, an event with 2 inches of rain in December with no sign, mm-hmm. no snowflakes in sight, almost unheard of. So it causes me to give you a little bit of a challenge, an intellectual thought experiment challenge about thinking about mammals and birds that have been evolving for hundreds of thousands or even millions of years in a northern climate and habitat. So can you just think about the impact it may
Leo,
have?
Leo, you're setting me up good. No, this is great because, listen, I'm going to kind of be making some activities about this.
Okay.
For the candlelight.
Yeah.
To drive this home. So you're bringing up a really good point that we don't know. I'm even learning about all the animals that rely on the snowpack to literally survive the winter. They live inside the snow. We don't, I've never really been taught that. I bet your average folk does not understand that within that few feet of snow, there are actually critters that are living in there being yeah. protected by the harsh elements.
Yeah.
So if we take that away, we're literally taking away their habitat for the winter. Think of how crucial that is.
Right. So what you're describing is there's a habitat which is for much of the year invisible because it doesn't exist, but
yep.
when it forms
yep.
seasonally, it's critical and is the only way that these creatures really sustain through a northern winter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we call
yep,
in some places the subnivian level? Is that
yes,
one of the terms?
Yep, subnivian zone.
Yeah.
And so within that zone, there are layers. We have the crust on top, that crunchy stuff that forms. And also these properties change depending on what type of snow we have. Some animals try to stay above the crust, right, or that top layer, but there's lots of oxygen up there, so some critters have to stay closer to the top. Grouse will literally fly in, and they'll be within the first foot of the snowpack. They could stay up in there for over a day in this little igloo that they make to stay warm because obviously birds are not super protected. Like lynx and snowshoe hare that have furry feet, you know.
Right.
They're very, you know, but then there's animals that will live farther down into the subnivian zone. And so scientists have classified them, and we don't need to get into that, but just learning how the animals use the snow and what can happen if we have ice that forms on top or rain, it changes the whole game for these animals and even the plants, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to find ways to get people to start thinking about that too, that weather patterns are one thing, the physically the temperature, but it's also about the snow, what type of precipitation we're getting, you know, the pattern, right? This was supposed to build up
right.
before we get our deep January freezes.
Our landscape in general, in at least in northeastern Minnesota, would be supportive of a snowpack that would be mm-hmm. predictable and sustained for several months at a time. I mean, if we have a snowpack that melts is washed away by a warm spell and or rain, it just mm-hmm. completely throws that system out of whack, for want mm-hmm. of a better term. Which
I think of all the critters that get kicked out of the snow layer. Where do they go? What do they do? Does their metabolism just change the next day? They're fighting warmer weather. I don't know. It's a very curious concept because kind of like what you said, it's invisible, but critters do really use that snowpack.
Right. And I guess it goes without saying that abrupt changes in that habitat pattern, that's getting a snowpack with a subnivian zone for the critters of interest that we're talking about, for that to go away, there's no such thing as evolving in the short run to the more barren winter landscape, is there?
No, it's not like you have friends either that you can go knock on their door and say, hey, Mr. Beaver, your lodge is actually working. Can I come live with you?
We don't have a B&B system. Yes.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, there are some critters that can fare well, some that are doing really poorly. They don't have a place to go. So, but yeah, they can only be so flexible.
Well, I suppose that the ungulates, our deer, are enjoying an easier passage through the winter landscape, though.
Oh,
so there's that.
Yep. They're faring pretty darn well.
They're moving across roadways at times pretty fast, so watch out, folks, because they're not impeded by deep snow, and they're crossing. At least the byways that I go down, they get to town and back, so pay attention to those deer this winter, I would say. And Michaela, why don't we talk about one big event that we know is coming up, the Candlelight event at Gooseberry Falls in February, and if there are any other things going on at the park you want folks to know about, I'm turning it over to you to share about Candlelight event, hopefully that we'll have winter-like weather for.
Yeah, I will announce this and one other little thing that's coming out, and we'll call that good for today. So for the Candlelight event at Gooseberry Falls State Park, it's going to be on the 17th of February in 2024. The party starts at 6 o'clock, but you can show up anytime, 6 to 8. It's going to be pretty dark already by then. But if you start at the visitor center, you can get cookies and refreshments. Hopefully we'll have some music playing in the visitor center, just very nice, mellow music. And then you can make yourself your way down to Lady Slipper Lodge, which is less than a mile away. And we'll have a huge fire, marshmallows down there, and then you can come into Lady Slipper Lodge for a nice fire and different activities for all ages. Like, I'm serious. Parents, adults, you learn just as much coming and talking to me and doing these activities, and you teach me stuff too. So don't count yourself out of that. Come say hi to me.
So, any hints about what kinds of activities they include? Assembling things, or is it demos?
Yeah, all the above. Some craft stuff. I'm going to have some different stations set up, and I'll be mingling, and hopefully I can have some guests with me as well that will be helping. But yeah, it'll be a variety of winter themed activities for all ages.
Yeah, so this is a big event that takes a lot of hands in the park staff, from all parts of the park staff. You get to be on duty to have some of the fun stuff, the interaction with the folks that are getting down to Lady Slipper Lodge.
Yeah, hopefully teaching someone something, but more importantly, just provoking, ideas. And it's so fun to interact with the community. So if you're interested in helping out as well, we do need a few more volunteers to help take down. So if you wouldn't mind emailing me, I'll spell my name real quick, michaela.rice@state.mn.us. Say, hey, help me sign up to volunteer. We'd love to have you. We're going to have it regardless if we have snow or not. It's just a question of what our luminaries are going to look like. So hopefully it'll be a little cold before then.
Yeah, you need a few nights of, sub-20 weather if you're going to freeze some luminaries. Zero degrees would be better. So good luck with that, because I know that the staff makes a bucket load of them.
Yeah, literally.
Literally. It's a very big undertaking. So good luck with that. We have a winter frolic in Two Harbors the weekend before. Let's hope we get a couple of weeks window worth of good cold, fun cold. Anything else, Michaela?
Please look out for a story from Fox 21 that's coming out about beavers. I was given the heads up that a little story was going to come out about some beaver activity, and we've been talking about beavers. So I'd love to hear what people think about it.
Great. Are we talking about beaver activity in your bailiwick at Gooseberry?
Was some footage taken. We were walking around. There's just beaver cuttings everywhere, and we were just having a conversation of how amazing beavers are. So hopefully the story portrays that in some way.
Great. Hopefully, realistically and educationally, and I'm sure you tried to make that the case, make it an educational look at this amazing animal.
That's my intention. So we'll see.
Well, you know, good intentions. I'm sure that it's just a matter of how the reporter spins the story. So I'm hoping for the best for you. Good on you for doing that. And hope to have you live in the studio just a couple of weeks from now. And we'll see how the winter's turning out.
All right.
All right,
take
Michaela.
Care, everyone.
You take care as well. And we'll see you on the radio, Michaela. Thanks for joining us today for First Wandering Nature News of the new year. Appreciate you. Take care. This is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio.